Richard, obviously disappointment with the result. Were you maybe a little bit jaded after that big win last week against Lee?
Yeah, possibly. It did take a lot out of us in terms of energy, but I can't fault the enthusiasm and efforts and endeavours of our team. I thought we pushed Wakefield hard at times. I think we lacked a little bit of discipline in that first half. That probably cost us, and why we conceded, in our opinion, a couple of soft tries. Wakefield, desperate team, desperate for their survival, livelihoods, and defended that way and shut us down. Even though when we did get a chance in the second half, they pushed us over the sideline a couple of times, and they were very desperate today.
Were you ever really able to ask them the sort of questions of their defence that you wanted to them?
At times in the second half we did. We had a couple of back-to-back sets and we were knocking on the door. But as I said, Wakefield were strong in that area today. I was pleased that we got ourselves back into the game, from half-time. And we were pretty despondent in terms of our first half performance. But credit to our guys to get themselves back in the firing line. It was good.
Yeah, obviously difficult, obviously, against these full-time Super League sides, I guess.
Yeah, full-time teams. We've got a couple of full-time teams in our division, and that was there is a physicality that you have to commit to and try and sap out of the energies of the opposition. What I will say though is I thought we played real fast. I thought we looked really, really dangerous at times. We played really fast in and around the ruck. And probably we were on the end of a couple of tough calls today as well, in terms of the speed of how we wanted to play the game.
But at the start of the season, you'd want to be in these sort of positions, playing these sort of games from where you were.
Yeah.
And what have you learned from this qualifiers competition?
Well, the experience of being here means that we want to get here again. This is fantastic for Halifax and our club and everybody involved, the players and the staff. It's a wonderful achievement to get into this competition. To be mixing it, not far off in a lot of games, winners and today there was at times, the ball ricocheted off the post and, for whatever reason, we weren't quite good enough and strong enough today. But our experience of being in this competition will just certainly whet our appetite for the following year with our group of players.
And from your own coaching perspective, obviously still enjoying it.
Loving it, yeah. It's been fantastic for me, first year as a head coach, and all the responsibility that goes with that, and I've relished it. I've got a great staff in Marlon, Billy and Chris Rose, and everybody's in our department, and we work really hard. We try and replicate a full-time environment on part-time finances and part-time hours.
And try and finish on a win next week.
That'd be lovely, yeah. We've had some great derbies with Bradford. We got the last one, the last regular game of the season was a fantastic game, and we'll hope for the same, but they're in a different spot to us. I'm not sure the makeup of what their team will be and what their the commitment will be to the game. I'm sure it will be 100%. I know Jimmy well, and he'll be wanting to put one over on Halifax.